This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have lots to talk about this weekend. Plus, we invite your phone calls. You can call us at 877-726-8255, that's 877-726-TALK, and we'll take some of your phone calls in just a moment. But first, we've got some of the important stories of the week we'll be sharing with you, and I'll start by telling you about a little video I recorded this week that you ought to check out. You can check it out on Facebook. We've been posting some videos to Facebook, and yeah, Facebook, I don't know, maybe it's a coincidence, but since I've been posting videos to Facebook, Facebook has lost $16 billion of value, but I hope that it's simply a coincidence. But anyway, I've been posting videos to Facebook, and they've been popular, and this week I took a contributor to Medscape, a doctor who wrote that it's about time that we regulate supplements because all they do is cause us to make expensive pee. And you can check out my pushback against that particular contention on Facebook. Now, here's a couple of studies that fly right in the face of that contention. Supplements are important. And this one is about folic acid. You know, folic acid fortification began, a couple of decades ago in the United States. They say here, it's been known for more than 20 years that prenatal exposure to folic acid protects the fetus against spina bifida and other neural tube defects. And this has actually been one of our great victories against childhood congenital disorders, is simply by supplementing folic acid, which you'll find in many food products. It reduces the tendency for American moms who eat abysmally to give birth to babies with terrible congenital defects like spina bifida and other neural tube defects. But it goes beyond that. There's some new findings that suggest that prenatal folic acid improves brain health outcomes in young people. They looked at the association between prenatal folic acid exposure, maturation of the brain, and the risk of psychiatric disorders in youths 8 to 18 years of age. And what they found is that since they've been supplementing our diets with folic acid, brain cortex thickness is actually greater. That's the white matter of the brain. That's the thinking part of the brain, not so much the emotional part of the brain. And it's associated with IQ and optimal behavior characteristics. So brain cortex thickness was greatest in youth born after full implementation of folic acid fortification. This according to a report in Journal of the American Medical Association. So this provides additional evidence in support of the recommendation that all women of childbearing age consume folate, and I prefer natural folate to synthetic folic acid, but nonetheless, folic acid confers some protection against congenital defects, but also improves the brains of babies born to moms who take folic acid. Also, this one, that's a remarkable story. You know, attention deficit disorder, big problem. Lots of kids with poor attention spans, violent, act out, they're disruptive. Headline, omega-3s help keep kids out of trouble, study says. Giving children omega-3 fatty acid supplements reduces disruptive behavior. And that in turn had a positive effect on their parents, according to a study, making them less likely to argue with each other, engage in other verbal abuse. So, there are ramifications of a kid who's disruptive. It sets off the parents. The parents react to the kid. The kid sometimes gets, is the brunt of the parents' frustration. There's a scholarly journal entitled Aggressive Behavior. And in that journal, they looked at the effects of supplementing children with omega-3 fatty acids. It's a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. And what they found is that there were reductions in acting out aggression by children, but moreover, adult caregivers of children reported less arguments, and yes, child-directed physical assault and psychological aggression. When the kids, not the parents, were given omega-3 fatty acids. So, fascinating study suggests that there may be a simple nutritional solution to a problem which so often is subject to medication in kids, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And the way kids eat, and sometimes the way their moms eat, because one of the ways that kids get their omega-3 fatty acids is via breast milk, well, that could explain a lot of the psychological problems and behavior problems that we're seeing in kids these days. Our number, 877-726-8255. And let's take some phone calls. Let's hear from you. Our first caller is Marlene from Connecticut. Hi. Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm in my mid-70s, and I have a compression fracture. I started to take strontium again. I had taken it for several years and then stopped. Should I also take Ostanol? I was wondering. I have some Ostanol 350, and if I should take it, along with the, not at the same time as the strontium, but what would be the dosage for me? Does that depend on your weight?
No, not so much that. But you know, let's talk about your compression fracture. First of all, just out of the blue, you got a compression fracture, or had you been told, for our listening audience, what a compression fracture is it's a fracture of the vertebrae. It's a fracture of the bones in your back, in your lumbar spine. And when they're very thinned out or osteoporotic, they collapse. It's literally a collapse of one of the vertebrae, and it can be very painful. Did you experience a very sharp pain when that happened?
I actually fell on my back.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so it was traumatic.
So that,
it wasn't just a spontaneous fracture. You didn't just step down from a curb or something. So had you been told you had osteoporosis before?
No, I had osteopenia. And then I had taken strontium for several years, and I was,
but then,
you know,
then you stopped.
The bone density was fine, and I had, you know, thought I should stop for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you never were on any medications?
No. Okay. I only took the natural stuff. I was wondering if Ostanol would help heal the fracture.
Well, absolutely. But are you taking any medications now? Because usually after you have a compression fracture, your doctors really want to push the medications.
Nothing.
And you actually still have osteopenia still? You don't actually have osteoporosis?
I don't have osteoporosis.
Okay. So what you had was a traumatic fracture in this case. So just as when I broke my hip, it wasn't due to osteoporosis. It was due to like a really hard fall. It didn't necessitate that I take medication to correct a severe bone loss problem. And in your case, I guess your doctors are saying, well, you took a really hard fall and you had a fracture. And, you know, that could happen to, an 18-year-old skateboarder or a skier due to trauma. Of course, your bone density a little less. But, yes, strontium is going to help. And there's also a product called Ostanol, which can also help with healing. In fact, it is bone morphogenetic protein, which means it causes bones to regenerate. And the dosage, if you want to get aggressive, you may want to take 350 or 450, or even, if you can afford it, because it is an expensive product, a couple of capsules of those a day for a period of time, say 6 months, to really accelerate the healing of a fracture. I think it's ideal for fractures. It is helpful for osteoporosis, but for fracture, whenever I have a patient have a fracture, I recommend the Ostanol product. Strontium also will help to strengthen your bones and prevent future fractures. But really the healing agent there is the Ostanol. And so, yes, is there a dosage that's appropriate to your size, your age? It ain't rocket science. There's no specific formula. I think for general prevention, you know, you can take 175 or 225. I think those are the way the dosages come. For osteoporosis, I would take maybe 350, as you state. But for fracture, I would be more aggressive. I would actually take a couple of those a day if you can. All right, good question. Good luck in healing that injury. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. This is our number. We'll take more of your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. An exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. We've got lots of calls today, so let's get on with it. Let's talk to John from Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, I wouldn't be calling you, I guess, if I was good.
It's so funny, because whenever I see a patient in the office, I go, hi, how are you? And they go, fine, thank you, and you. And then I go, well, so there's no need for a visit today. Go home. But it's just it's a social exchange, and then we get into the real nitty-gritty afterwards.
Well, okay, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm 58 years old. I'm on insulin, and I've had I've had problems with my eyes with the retinas, a mild case, and I've been zapped both times in both eyes with a laser to fix that problem. And now I have, I had a blood clot and I had another laser procedure for that. And they're going to check when I come in next time in the end of August to, with the radioactive dye, I guess, yep. to trace mm-hmm. it, see how it yep. is. Mm-hmm. So what did he do when he hit me with the laser? He broke the blood clot up, supposedly.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, that your question is about the procedure there. I mean, look, you've got type 2 diabetes, but you're on insulin, which means that your control is not good. And that's pretty typical, is the problems that diabetics experience are in the heart, in the brain, in the eyes, in the nerves, in the blood vessels. And you're experiencing some of the consequences of high blood sugar, which is diabetic retinopathy. And blood clots can occur. And what they do is they kind of zap them. It's kind of like a spot weld that they do with the laser. So your question is about some aspect of the treatment?
What could I take to, like, maybe help the... I think I have... I don't know, hardening of the arteries or...
Sure, yeah. No, you do. I mean, that's a consequence of the diabetes. But, you know, it's just some basic information about you. What's your height and weight, please?
I'm 5'9", and I vary from 160 to 180, you know,
okay,
depending.
So you're carrying extra weight, and part of the problem is that the insulin itself can increase your appetite and can cause you to sock on the pounds. So the goal in a type 2 diabetic... is to get them off insulin, if at all possible. What do you have for breakfast, typically? What's your meal like?
Well, I'd have some eggs sometimes. I'd have some yogurt, plain yogurt, which there probably sugar in that, but I sweeten it with stevia. Mm-hmm. And
are you having any bread, pasta, carbs, any of those starchy foods?
Well, at lunchtime, I do have some fish sometimes, and it has breadcrumbs, so that could...
Well, that's not very much. That's really not very much. I mean, it's beyond the scope of this radio encounter to do a deep dive on your diet, but maybe you're experiencing a loss in your own ability to produce insulin, and that's why you're getting insulin. But all too often, doctors jump the gun. They want to aggressively manage blood sugar, and the oral medications don't do the job, so they start patients on insulin in an effort to keep their average blood sugar down. And then that perpetuates a vicious cycle of, maintaining extra weight. The insulin itself has deleterious effects on the blood vessels. And do you do any exercise? Are you on an exercise program?
Well, this year I started gardening a lot, and I was doing a lot of taking big rocks out of the garden and stuff. So I was getting a lot of exercise.
Okay, so you're kind of like Lord of the Manor, and you're doing a lot of yard work. Yeah, look, I mean, it'd be interesting to sit down with you for a little longer and kind of do a deep dive on what your diet's like, how much insulin your body is actually producing as opposed to the outside insulin, and if there's a possibility of reducing your insulin dosage while keeping on a very low-carbohydrate diet, using certain nutritional supplements to improve your blood sugar control. And this, might help you get off the merry-go-round of requiring insulin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're taking your phone calls, 877-726-TALK. That's 877-26-8255 for questions related to medicine and nutrition. And our next caller is Paul from Staten Island.
Hey, hello, Paul. Dr. Hoffman. I'm endeavoring to be on a very low-carb, low-grain, low-carbohydrate diet because, according to you and some others, it's anti-inflammatory, and I have some issues in terms of lower GI problems and some other things. I am a vegetarian, but I do eat, you know, eggs and dairy products, and I'm underweight. And even though I go to the gym and take protein supplements and leucine, is it possible on a low-carb, very low-grain, low-sugar diet to maintain or even gain weight?
Why are you a vegetarian or, you know,
well, I'm only partial, in other words, part ethical and part, it's difficult for me always to get, you know, organic, grass-fed, so I don't want to eat the meats that have
meat. What you're doing is, you know, you're kind of, between a rock and a hard place is on the one hand, you're restricting your carbohydrates, which are a source of calories, but also, by virtue of your quasi-vegetarian diet, you're restricting fat, which is the other major source of calories. So, you know, it's a pretty narrow range of food selections. And, you know, I guess, and, you know, we do sometimes work with ethical vegetarians who just for ethical reasons don't want to use any animal products. And it makes it a little tougher. But what you can do is you can use vegetarian sources of fat. You can use flax oil. You can use lots of coconut oil and coconut cream. If you're going to use dairy, you should absolutely use full fat dairy, and you should use you know, plenty of butter or ghee. That's fine. And you know, the other thing that I would check out is that certainly as you age, there is a tendency for people to go in one of two different directions. Either they turn into butterballs and gain a lot of weight, or they become frail. And that is referred to as sarcopenia. It's the loss of lean muscle mass. And I think people mistakenly believe that by eating a lot of protein, that protein will immediately jump into their muscles and sustain their muscle volume. But actually, if you're on a very low-calorie diet, you will cannibalize your own protein and you'll lose muscle mass. So, you know, with you, part of the workup is to look at androgens, look at testosterone and DHEA. DHEA is probably a safer way to sustain muscle volume and muscle mass as you age. I use it in both men and women. And however, you know, how are you feeling on this? Is it making a difference for you? Feeling better?
Well, about the same. I do eat, you know, turkey at times. It's just that I don't eat the red meat, you know, the pork, the bacon, also due to religious reasons. So I'm not a complete vegetarian. And I do have a lot of nut butters, avocados, things like that.
Well, there you
go.
Yeah, and that certainly nuts and avocados can help you to sustain weight. So, you know, I don't know if it's just a matter of diet. There may be some other factors because, frankly, sometimes people age, they do get a little thinner. I mean, typically, that, varsity, high school football player at your age, is either massively overweight, or they look like, a scarecrow when they put on their high school, uniform because their muscles are smaller. And I know that, at 65, my muscles are smaller than when, I was 40 because, when I do a bench press, I'm not doing the same level, but I feel good and have good endurance, and I think that that's what counts. So if you're lean and healthy, well, I don't have a big problem with that. All right? I'd like to share this information with you. If your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimal performance, there are a variety of stresses that your brain is subject to. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and free radicals may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. I want to share with you information about a broad-spectrum neuro-nutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs, a very fine manufacturer of ultra-clean high-quality supplements. I've been using them literally for decades. Neurothera provides balanced neuronutrition, used daily, Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function, and it promotes blood oxygen and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. Neurothera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health, and I believe in Neurothera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. You can find out more about it and get more information and purchase Neurothera. Just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Look at the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol and find Neurothera, great product from Claire Labs. All right, let's take a call now from Martha in Windsor, Ontario. We've got listeners in Canada as well, so welcome aboard.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. It's so nice to talk to you. I haven't spoken with you for years, but you helped me once before, and I'm hoping you'll help me again. I know you will.
Okay.
I am a breast cancer survivor, but my question is not about me. It's about my daughter. Uh-huh. She has been diagnosed with a fibroid adenoma in her left breast. It's less than 1 centimeter, but they told her to go in 6 months and have a bilateral ultrasound done. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't really understand whether she has cancer or not.
Well, that's what I want to share with you. A fibroadenoma is benign, and although the connotation is, you know, especially fraught for you because you've had breast cancer, there's a finding in her which is a benign finding. And it's not even actually predictive of the risk of cancer. Fibroadenomas don't turn into cancer. I think her slight abnormality was found by virtue of the fact that her mom has breast cancer, and maybe she's a little bit more judicious about getting screened with mammograms and physical exams. But that's a entirely good finding. And, you know, so you may want to ask me, you know, what can she do to prevent breast cancer? Well, you know, I think there are a variety of things. She can remain physically active. She can avoid alcohol intake because actually studies show that in women, even moderate amounts of alcohol increase the risk for breast cancer. There are certain nutrients that protect against breast cancer. They include vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, and EGCG from green tea, and iodine, perhaps curcumin as well. These are some of the things that can make a difference. Flax lignans actually make a difference too. And optimizing weight. If she's carrying excess weight, lose the excess weight. Get to your optimal weight, because excess body fat puts women at higher risk for breast cancer. And these are some of the things that she can do. But, you know, essentially, to clarify for me, based on what she was told or she reported to you, you weren't even clear whether she had breast cancer or not. Is that correct?
That's right, because they told her she has to go back in 6 months and do a bilateral ultrasound, and she has Hashimoto's, so she's already compromised immune system.
Well, you know, I got to say, I think it's a matter of really bad communication here. Because you're left the impression that she had a form of breast cancer or a higher risk of breast cancer when she simply had a finding that was a benign finding. And so I can reassure you on that account. I think the only problem that she has is that being the daughter of a woman who's already had a diagnosis of breast cancer, she may be at slightly higher risk. But I think she's in the clear, and merely it's a precaution. The reason we want to do an ultrasound is probably because she has dense breast tissue, probably some degree of fibrocystic breast disease, and the mammograms don't reveal a completely definitive picture of what's going on in her breast tissue. And so the ultrasound, merely a precaution, and no radiation exposure, a benign procedure, maybe creates a little more worry and apprehension on her part and your part, but there's really nothing wrong here. So let me reassure you on that account, okay?
So much. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Makes me feel better.
Okay, that was my goal. I want to make you feel better. So call me back in another 10 years and we'll solve I'll solve another problem for you, okay? Because it sounds like I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Keep on listening up there in Windsor, Ontario. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and let me share this item with you. This is a fascinating item from University College London. Researchers there have created curcumin eye drops for treatment of glaucoma. Now, please don't open up a capsule of curcumin and mix it with water and try and make your own eye drops. This is a very, very specialized new product that is designed to deliver the chemical curcumin directly to the eye in the form of drops. And it's a specialized solution which carries the curcumin in a surfactant combined with a stabilizing agent, which sounds like there's some secret sauce to that, probably some patentable application, which also is safe because you got to be careful with eye drops. They need to be sterile, they need to be free of contaminants, and they need to be free of irritating particles. So what's interesting about this, this approach reportedly not only allows the medication to deliver a higher concentration of curcumin than is possible using other eye drops currently in development, but it increases the chemical's solubility by a factor of, get this, 400,000. So it's like ultra-penetrating curcumin. So what is the application of this? Is this for dry eye? Well, no. It's actually designed to reach the retina, which is in the back of the eyeball, and the application is for glaucoma. It turns out that glaucoma is, to some extent, an inflammatory disorder, a condition where free radicals may damage the nerves. And in initial research, this formula, this curcumin eye drop formula, helped to prevent retinal ganglion cell loss. The ganglia are networks of nerves that transmit light impulses to the brain so that it can be processed into images. So in, again, experimental animals, in initial research, these animals experienced significant reduction in cell loss, plus they didn't experience side effects such as eye irritation or inflammation. And once again, don't rush to your health food store and grab a bottle of curcumin eye drops, because this is a formula that's under development and, when released eventually, may provide a way of preventing the progression of glaucoma. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And it's summertime. We're exposed to the rays of the sun. And many of us are light-skinned and are prone to sunburn. And I got to say, you know, much less in the way of sunburn that I've experienced since I've been taking a wide range of antioxidants. I take vitamin E and EGCG and curcumin. And although I make sure that I get relatively gradual sun exposure and build a base tan, I can't remember the last time that I had a bad sunburn on this regimen. We've been long talking about sunscreens. And I remember when I first began broadcasting, the thought on sunscreens is that they were upselling you with SPF. SPF of 30, 40, 50 was overkill. SPF stands for Sun Protective Factor. And the idea is that an SPF of 50 increases the time that it takes for you to get a sunburn by a factor of 50. So if you're very light-skinned and you're having your first exposure to the sun, say in Mexico, after a long, cold winter inside, and it takes 10 minutes for you to develop a sunburn, with an SPF of 50 applied all over your body, it would take 500 minutes. That's a lot of hours of sun exposure, so virtually complete protection against sunburn. Another way of translating that is if it took you a half an hour to get a sunburn, a half an hour of exposure to direct sunlight at noon in an equatorial area, if it took a half hour with SPF of 50, it would take 25 hours of exposure to get a sunburn. So the thought then was, it's a jip. You're unnecessarily applying an expensive sunscreen, which offers too much protection. But there's some new think on that. Sunscreen users receive less than half the sun protection they think, study finds. In fact, the study revealed that people only receive about 40% of the SPF designation. So turns out that an SPF of 50 is actually an SPF of 20. And if you're using an SPF of 10, that ain't good, because you're really getting an SPF of 4. Researchers from King's College in London have assessed just how much sun protection people actually receive based on typical use. And typical use means how people in the real world use it. They don't use enough, they sweat, they don't apply it frequently enough under ideal conditions, in like as was in the testing laboratory, and they go in and out of the water. And so it turns out that given that most people don't use sunscreens as tested by manufacturers, it's better for people to use a, here's the reversal, they're doing a 180, it's better for people to use a much higher SPF than they think is necessary. Nina Goad of the British Association of Dermatologists says, quote, this research demonstrates why it's so important to choose an SPF of 30 or more. In theory, an SPF of 15 should be sufficient, but we know that in real-world situations, we need the additional protection offered by a higher SPF. And there you have it. Some people also are concerned that our excessive reliance on sunscreen and our sun phobia has conjured up a huge epidemic of vitamin D deficiency, because how we produce vitamin D, other than by taking it orally, is by making it upon exposure to sunlight. And you can't do very well in terms of sun exposure if you live in a northern latitude during the months of, say, October
through May, just a few months where you can actually build up your bank account of vitamin D if you're not taking oral vitamin D, and then smearing on sunscreen, wearing sun-protective clothing, staying inside and playing with our devices, and the net results, worldwide epidemic of vitamin D deficiency. All right, thank you for joining us for this hour. There were some great phone calls. Keep them coming. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be back to talk more about intelligent medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.